Today's episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway, because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop Click Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule that delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the Coppola Studios for episode 296 of The Mom Game. Julie, we've got some stuff to talk about with Coppola. While I open this and pour us a glass, why don't you take that over?
I can definitely.
Thank you for that.
Talk about Coppola while you open the glasses now, especially that the scary part's over. We love this wine. We've loved this wine here on The Mom Game for a very long time. And we also love this wine when we are home and when we are entertaining. And that is, of course, very important right now as these holidays are already upon us. Last week I said it was like 51 days. So it's that minus seven.
44
days until Christmas, which is insane. So make sure that you're stocked up. There are so many delicious wines that you can choose from. Their Diamond Collection at Francis Ford Coppola is made just for the holidays. Coppola Claret Cabernet Sauvignon is the perfect pairing with all meals. And we're not just saying that. This is true. It's a proven fact. They received a 93-point rating from Wine Enthusiast Magazine. That's the highest rating that that wine has ever received. They also have the new Coppola Shimmer that you've heard us raving about here on the show. It can be found everywhere now. That's been a huge success for them in 2025. So you know that that's been delicious. And of course, they're a proud supporter of the Do It for Durrett Foundation.
Yes, they are.
And they will once again be the official wine of the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club in 2026. Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California. Please drink responsibly.
Dink responsibly.
That's what the pickleball people say.
Dink responsibly?
Yeah, I get it.
I don't.
Like dinking, that's like a pickleball shot.
Oh, okay.
Like dinking it right over the net.
Okay.
So there's like all these funny pickleball puns, like dink responsibly or responsible dinkers or day dinkers.
Okay.
It's like, you know, in tennis they do it too. It's always some silly, dumb, boozy,
for sure.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't gotten really into the pickleball scene.
You would probably be good and you'd probably love it.
I don't know.
You should try. I mean, you've played.
Oh, I've played, but yeah. I don't know the rules. Like, I don't understand the kitchen.
That's just a line.
Yeah, but like when you can get in the kitchen and when you can't. And
yeah. You're smart. You would learn quickly.
You
can,
okay. Well,
if I can learn, you can learn.
I know, but you're so good at tennis. Like, I feel like you have
But
an
I play
upper
with
hand.
People that don't play tennis or have never played tennis.
And they're good.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
now
what
you're
I love about it.
And pickleball lady.
That's right.
Wow.
I put it in my Insta bio.
You did?
Court sports.
Stop.
I did.
Did not.
After the tournament. I went to the world championships.
Wait, you put that in your Instagram bio?
Yes, it's important.
Why?
I don't know. Because I think like some part of me thinks that
you're
I might
get
like some like brand partners.
Oh, okay.
That are
okay,
pickleball.
Well,
I mean, we're posting all the shit all the time, aren't
no
we?
No shame in that game.
Right? So I'm like,
go
I need some pickleball shoes, like some paddles. And also, we build pickleball courts.
This is true.
And I'm about to take over that company.
Okay.
So
okay, then on second thought, you did the
thank
right
you,
thing.
Thank
good,
you.
Good
it, it does sport. Sound cheesy. I don't like go update my bio all the time, but I was like, I'm gonna put court sports in my bio. Like it's kind
and
of
and
are my
pickleball
whole thing.
Shoes different than tennis shoes?
They are. I just learned
what
that.
The fuck? What are we doing?
I mean, it's a way to make extra money, right, for pickleball people.
Yes.
I think like I wear tennis shoes.
Okay.
You can wear tennis shoes, but apparently your feet hurt if you're not in pickleball shoes. And my feet do hurt when I play.
Okay. Bigger racket, Mahjong or pickleball?
Oh, Mahjong.
You think so?
Oh, my God. Talk about a barrier to entry to learn the freaking game.
Oh, my gosh. It's
pickleball is so,
so
much easier to learn.
Oh, so much easier to learn. And the setups for Mahjong are so effing expensive.
Because they know their audience, right?
Oh, yeah.
Rich lady.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Maybe. I guess.
Or yeah. Ladies that want to look rich.
That's probably a better point.
Oh, Mahjong.
But we, but I love the shit out of Mahjong.
That's good.
I love it.
People love it that get into it.
I do. But yeah, it's expensive. We bought, my friend Tara didn't have any. And so for her birthday, we kind of all as a group get, you know, one big gift. But we're only doing it year one. This is year one of the book club and the text string. And we're like, okay, we're done with big gifts after this year. Like, we don't have to buy a gift for everyone.
Yeah.
Every year. So this, we've got one more birthday left and then we'll cease the gifts. But we were going to buy our Mahjong. We kind of Mahjong bag has been the kind of the trendy gift among the group. Yeah. And but Tara didn't have any tiles. So I call her husband and I'm like, so have you got anything for Tara for her birthday yet? He's like, no, what do you want me to do? And I was like, I've got the perfect set figured out and the mats and the pushers and the tiles and the whatever. He's like, just let me know what I owe you.
Well, that's a good friend. And yeah. It saves him the trouble. It does. Like figuring it all out.
But yeah, Mahjong, giant racket.
Yes.
Love it. Pickleball, giant racket.
But if you're talking about like a money suck, pickleball isn't really. I mean, you buy the shoes and the paddle and that's it.
But then you have to pay to play, don't you?
If you're playing somewhere fancy. But there's courts all over. Like
just right, random.
Rec centers. And, like okay. I play at the rec center by our house.
Okay.
So it's not a... I mean, if you really want to get hardcore, I'm sure you can pay for lessons and everything else. But just all you need is a, and you don't need the shoes.
Yeah.
All you need is a paddle and a ball and a court.
Right. Yeah. I feel like I need to win my second tennis match of all time before I focus my attention on any other
but
sports.
You could officially transfer your allegiances to pickleball and then not worry about tennis.
I don't think so.
Well, that's fine. I like tennis too, so.
Okay. Well, yeah, and you're a two-sport athlete.
And you can do it
obviously,
as well.
I can only do one sport athlete. Okay.
Well, you also, this is what I say about both, actually. You have a lot of time to, like, shift gears and play another sport in life, right? Like, we're going to need hobbies as, like, 60-plus-year-olds. Like, that's when pickleball, that's when we can really shine at pickleball. I also say that's when I'm going to learn to garden. And, like, I'm like, I don't want to do all that stuff now. What will I do when I'm 60?
Yeah.
When we're retired and our kids are grown.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
like save some stuff.
Okay. All right. I like the premise behind it.
Yeah.
Okay. So should we start with a giant cheers? Like, are we bearing the lead here?
Well, yes. And then we can, yes, let's do. Okay. We have to.
But are you going to tell everyone what we're cheersing to?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to explain why I'm casual Tuesday over here. First of all, I love this sweatsuit. It's talk about a racket, Aviator Nation. Total racket.
I just got one on Facebook today for $15 for Anna.
But I will, did you?
Like a jacket.
Yeah. But I will tell you, this is the most comfortable sweatsuit I've ever put on in my entire life.
Really?
It's not flattering, but it's cute. Like it's like, I love the design. I love the whatever. But it is literally... It's like wearing a blanket.
Really?
Like a lightweight blanket. That's makes me really happy.
I want one.
Because I've been trying to be better about like wearing makeup on the show and like dressing presentably and all looking put together, blow drying my hair. But I've just come to the conclusion that I can basically only do that one day a week.
Yeah.
Like I can only get presentable one day a week. And we had an event last night.
Isn't it beautiful? Just doing it one day a week.
Yesterday was the only day I could
muster. And you were coming off that last night, right?
Right. I was like, whoa, there's no way I can go back and dry my hair again.
I hear you.
And put on full makeup and pick out an outfit.
Yeah.
So anyway, not that anyone needed that or cared to hear about my outfit choices. That's the...
But I think it's relatable for moms. Yeah, yesterday I made it all day in my slippers. I went to school pickup in my UGG slippers. I was like, this is bad, Julie.
Well,
speaking
UGG slippers, I feel like you can get away with it. UGG slippers.
Yeah, because I
should
pants
see
on.
The way I go get coffee in the morning. It's despicable. Like, it's embarrassing. And I don't care.
No, well, you haven't had your coffee yet.
I don't care.
Right?
And I've already worked out. I'm sweaty AF. Sometimes I have a bra on. Sometimes I don't. I'm usually wearing socks and my plastic Birkenstocks. Like I am a disheveled mess. And I see a minimum of two people in there every morning. And I'm just like, and they're always just kind of like, and then if I go in there and they'll be like, you know, dressed and like ready for the day.
Yeah.
They'll be like, whoa, wow, you look so pretty.
That's like
so nice. And I'm like, you realize my bar is so very low
Yeah.
that literally if I just like, put a brush through my hair, it's a drastic difference.
Well, that's why I force the Tuesdays too, because I'm like, I need one day.
And you look beautiful today,
well,
by the way.
Thank
I love
you.
That dress, and your hair looks good,
thank
and you have
you.
A lot of makeup, and
oh,
you look
thank
really
you.
Pretty.
I found this in the closet. I bought it and kind of forgot about it.
It's really cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, cute.
I know. Okay. Our pictures will be like the Odd Couple.
It will
bit,
be.
But it's
it'll
fine.
Be Beauty and the Beast.
It'll be, no, and it'll I'm be Cash and Cash and fancy.
Okay. Wait, so we have to cheers because we're going to delve into it in sports courts.
Yeah.
But
I said to Jasmine as we walked in, it's step one, you got to fire Nico.
He's gone. Nico's gone.
Today, the day we're shooting.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, and if you're not a huge Mavericks fan, you may not have followed all the drama, but there's been a lot. They traded Luka Doncic, who is a generational, incredible player. Was that for you for 6+, almost 7 seasons. Traded him mid-season last year in February because of the recommendation of Nico Harrison. And the backlash was unlike anything I've ever seen.
Yep.
Fans were so distraught and pissed and angry and sad and all the emotions. And then they luck into the number one pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Get Cooper Flagg, who was the number one overall pick without question. And then that kind of subsided, like everyone's angst and anxiety and anger and all that kind of stuff. And then they've started the season sucking mightily.
Yep.
And so I think that put the pressure on and
he's gone. You almost thought like, what's it going to take? Like, why isn't this happen? I almost thought it was going to happen already. And the fact that it hadn't made me think it was never going to happen, you know?
But how could it happen if the people who are calling those shots, which are the Dumonts, and the Adelsons or whatever, I don't understand the whole new ownership dynamic period anyway. I'm a Mavericks fan, but I'm not a diehard with them. So I don't really understand that whole dynamic. But how could they do it quickly if they signed off on the trade of Luka? They
had to give it some runway.
Right, because they signed off on it. So it's not like you could trade Luka.
They don't admit that they don't know what the fuck they're
right.
doing.
Right, but it's not like you could trade Luka one week and then 2 weeks later fire Nico. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I know. I thought it happened like the offseason, though, or something.
But what justification would you have there?
I don't know. The worst trade of all time. Like, everyone agrees.
Right. But they signed off on it.
They signed off
on it. And so they would just be basing
it. Like, cut your losses.
Basing it on the backlash.
Yeah.
If they would base it on the backlash.
Well,
yeah. They couldn't base it on anything basketball related because they signed off on it.
Right.
Yeah. And so now are they trying to, like, tuck their tail between their legs and say, oh, we effed up?
I think because they have, like, a solid, I mean, what are they right now? They're 3-8. 11 games is not like a giant sample size, but they should.
But the
something
teams they've lost
be,
to. Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
And like something should
they've
be.
They've lost to really bad teams.
Sort of working to give you some semblance of like, oh, this was the right decision. And they have. There's
None.
Been nothing.
Yeah.
And they obviously did blindly trust the general manager who was here before they came.
And made some really
and
good moves along the
we
way.
We didn't always hate Nico.
No.
Like, we thought like, oh, he's done some good things. I think at this point it's like, it's just. It's laughable, as we all know.
Yeah,
that trade. And did you see the clip? I kind of think that this might have had something to do with it too. Did you see the clip of Patrick Dumont getting booed?
Oh no!
So like he walked in a couple of games ago to a home game, and the whole like people were all booing him, and he sat down, and you could see him kind of like whisper to the guy next to him, like, "Is that for me?"
Like, yes, it's for
and
you.
And so he probably had this like light bulb moment, like this. They hate me too. Like, I have to do like,
yeah.
I like if you're an ego person at all, like that hurts. And he is an ego person, I think.
I think anyone enjoys getting booed in an arena full of people.
Right.
Like,
and like
that would suck.
He and his rich family bought this team thinking they were going to like be kind of famous probably and be kind of cool. And like everyone was going to love them and they're going to get all these whatever, like everything that goes along with owning a professional team, and you're getting booed in your own arena.
Yeah.
Like, and you could see he was mortified when this happened. So I'm sure then you're like going back and you're like, okay, this is some real shit.
Yeah.
These people hate me and I'm getting booed. Okay. Let's.
Yeah. I hadn't seen that one.
That's my theory.
Yeah.
That like when that happened, it was like, okay.
Enough's enough.
Yeah. But I mean, it's who knows what the Mavs are going to even be able to do this year.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're going to like, whoever they hire is going to have a...
Well, and what's the GM going to do at this point? I mean, I guess you could finagle with the trade deadline.
Well, you need Kyrie to get healthy.
Yeah,
like things like that are
Anthony
working
Davis
against them.
Anthony Davis, what's his deal?
He's
God bless him.
He's not healthy either. And I guess Talking. When you saw like the... We can get more into it in sports.
Yeah.
We should keep skipping. I kind of got all sportsy. But yeah, we can talk about all that and hope.
So Michael better. Finley and who's the other one taking over as the GMs? There's another one, something with an R.
I didn't see.
Michael Finley and... Riccardi. Matt Riccardi taking over as GMs. Check text messages, Glenn says.
My phone's waiting.
My whole thing is if you really want to start getting back in good graces with Mavericks fans, hire our boy.
Hire a boy?
Our boy.
Our boy.
Dirk.
Oh.
Do you think there's any chance in the world Dirk would do this?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
I wonder,
be the savior once again.
Well, but if like he would have to be like you're deferring to me for everything. Like you're not going to be micromanaging me. That's
right.
What,
yeah,
because Dirk's not going to come in and be a pushover for anyone.
Publicly blasted the team on TNT or whatever.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that had something to do with it.
Like, saying it was a disastrous.
It's a disastrous start.
And there's another misstep that they made, and I don't know if it was Nico or the new ownership group, but to. You don't distance yourself at all from Dirk Nowitzki. You smother him like the legend that he is, and you don't let him out of your sight, and you fawn all over him, and you tell him how much you love him every day and how grateful you are that he stuck with your organization for as many years as he did. You grovel at him and tell him that what his wish is your command. Like, period.
Yep.
End of story. And they effed that up, too.
They did.
So that's my suggestion.
Yeah, and I guess when we get to sports, I can read Dumont sent a letter or kind of acknowledged it and spoke about the firing of Nico today. So
okay,
we can we'll dip that into that a little bit more in sports.
Okay, quick little catch up.
Yeah.
What do we, I don't even know what I did this weekend. I did have solo time on my back porch.
Oh, that looked nice.
Glass of wine, fire pit on, in my Lola blanket, reading a book for 2 hours by myself.
Wow.
It was.
That's amazing.
And it weather outside was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It was so glorious.
Where
but
was
yeah,
everybody?
We Henry went with friends. They all went to the Pascal football game.
Okay.
So Pascal's our feeder school. That's the high school my kids will go to. So they went and watched that that football game. And I decided not to go. I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
On that.
That's lovely.
Yes. So, yeah, it was great.
Aren't those Lola blankets amazing?
They're so soft. They're so different. Like somebody, someone who will remain nameless, I told their child they could have another one. And she's like, oh, I'll buy you another one. I was like, you don't have to. We get a discount, whatever. So she brought me a replacement. And I was like,
not a Lola.
But I didn't care. I mean, I told the girl she could have it because I was wanting to
You
make
wanted
her
to experience it.
I wanted her to experience it, and she was whipping my ass up one side and down the other.
About the Lola blanket?
Yes.
She really wanted it.
Yes. And and I can identify because my daughter's the same way. And finally, I was like, I mean, everybody was hanging out. And I was like, if this will get you to stop whipping my ass, I will absolutely give it to you. It's fine. Great. Have it. So anyway, but they are different. They're so warm.
I put it on my bed.
So Henry sleeps on top of his covers under the Lola blanket. So wow. He doesn't even get under
Riders,
the covers.
Mm-hmm.
He sleeps just with the Lola blanket.
Same. Riders taken, because we have a few. We're very lucky.
I know. We're very
One's still in my closet.
Blessed beyond
and wrapped,
measure.
Because I'm like, do I give this to someone?
Seriously? We have three.
Yeah, we have three each.
One goes in the, like, where we can get it out for the living room. And then one's in Henry's room, one's in Hattie's room.
Oh, so you had four?
That's
bullshit. I'm
kidding. No, I bought.
They're great
too, but Lola's great to us. But so if you want to check them out, please
great
do. Great for Christmas. And what's our code? Mom20 Mom game.
Yeah, something like that.
We'll post that so everyone
we'll
can
post
get some
it
Lola blankets.
And they message us and ask if you're going to buy one. Message us.
Yes, don't just buy one without our code.
Yeah, it'll save you money.
So yeah, pretty uneventful weekend. We're going to talk about. My Red Raiders and sports courts.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. Anything else?
We just had sports. Riders hockey team is coming along. We're in a very sad sports season where we don't win any games.
Okay.
but we're playing the sports. In soccer, the goal was to keep him playing. Kelly and I put together a team of people that didn't have a team from who knows where they go to school. We didn't know any of them.
Let's go.
We knew three, I should say. And we've lost every game but one. And the scores are usually like 8-1 or 9-0. We did score 3 goals on Sunday. But I did just feel like it was important because he wanted to play soccer and we're playing soccer. Like you're getting better. You're running around on a Saturday or in a Sunday instead of sitting on the couch asking for Roblox.
Sure.
So that's what, but you know, I don't know if the other parents all feel that way and Kelly's the coach. So I feel kind of bad, but what are you going to do? I'm like, we got this team together. So hopefully they're happy.
Don't ever apologize for losing as if you're a coach and of youth sports.
Right.
Do not ever apologize for that. Because that your job as a coach is to provide a good experience to where my whole goal when I was coaching softball, I would always tell the girls, my goal is for you to want to learn and I want you to keep playing.
Yeah.
I want you to have had a good enough experience to where you're like, you know what? I want to give that a try again. I want to try to play another season and maybe we'll be better. Maybe I'll be better. But even when we weren't good, it's like, I want you to have fun, play hard, be a good teammate. And I want you to want to play again.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want it to be such an experience because my kids have had those experiences where they've been like, I am out on that. And it was a lot because of the coach and because of the way things were run. And it's like, that's your only, in my opinion, responsibility as a youth sports coach.
And I think I agree, but I think that is where I fear, like, if you never win, then maybe it's not a good experience.
But it's hard to get your teeth kicked in.
But I'll tell you what, daily basis. It is. Kelly is a good, like, he's kind and he's a good coach. He's a wonderful coach. He's a career coach.
I don't doubt that. Yeah.
And so hopefully we've seen other coaches just screaming their heads off at teams and, you know, we're not that. So we're not getting the W's, but we're hopefully creating a nice, at least, atmosphere.
And it's good to let them fail.
Right.
Learn how to lose.
We don't have like anyone that can score goals. Like we don't have really like forwards.
I don't even know what forwards are in soccer.
The ones that score, the strikers.
Okay.
but there's whatever. And it's just he's not a soccer guy. Like he's out there the other day and he's like, okay, we got to get when the puck comes up.
Yeah.
When the soccer and then, you know, he's calling them all like, wingers, which isn't hockey, but it's cute. Like,
yes.
But they're playing soccer.
Yeah.
And then his hockey team had a really great game. They lost 1-0, but we have really lopsided losses in that as well. So it's kind of double time right now for Ryder. But they played really well this past game, and Ryder's playing really well, and he's loving it. So I'm happy because he needed something, you know, and he's into it and playing a lot.
Well, and it's good, too, for these kids to experience failure, you know, at different points, right? Like, you know, there's certain times when, like, all you know is winning, like, and you're just surrounded by these, you're on this super team, and they've been playing together since they were in kindergarten and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, all those the ability to form your own team and cherry pick people goes away and you realize it's not
the real world.
It's not. And you're not going to win all the time.
Yep.
You learn so much more from losing than you do from winning.
Well,
I know it's
learning a lot this year.
Yeah. So,
but hockey does go through February, which is kind of cool. Cause I feel like they're just finally getting their footing and like learning the positions. And there's some people that just learned to skate, you know?
Yeah.
But it's so fun. It's super fun to watch. So that was our weekend. Anna's doing she's learning to play hockey too. She wants to play flag football.
Dude.
The L is important in flag football, by the way. I just screwed that up.
The what?
The L.
Did you just say F? Did you say flag football without the L?
I did. You missed it.
I did miss that.
I called myself out. Oh,
gosh, Julie. I will say flag football is so fun. So Hattie just wrapped up her season. That, speaking of super team, which wasn't on purpose, but they're back-to-back champions 2 times. I don't think they've lost.
Hattie's team?
Yes.
What? Are they super athletic?
They're all athletic. And so we've played up every year. So like last year it was 5th and 6th graders. So we had to play against 6th graders, won the championship then. Had to play 6th and 7th this year, played up, and then they won again.
Well, I might need your tips.
I will. Well, you can talk to Mike McCoy. He's the offensive coordinator.
Okay.
And I will tell you, it is the most fun. It's a rolling clock So it's 45 minutes. You've got two 20-minute halves. The clock never stops. You got a 5-minute halftime. It's quick paced. It's so fun. I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
Now, y'all have all girls, right?
Yes.
This would be mixed, I think. And I wonder if it's the same experience.
I don't know. Well, I wonder because this is sponsored by the NFL.
Yeah.
Like this, I say sponsored. It's effing expensive too. Everything is expensive.
Everything.
But it's so fun. It is.
I don't think they have one near us.
That's so weird. Y'all, you should inquire about it.
Okay.
And if you want, I'll put you in touch with the guy who brought it to Fort Worth.
Sure.
Because it's so fun.
Yeah. I've heard you talking about it.
Yeah.
And Anna, there's one little girl that played on the dad league, not the league, but there's a dad league at our school on Sundays.
You'll have a whole separate league that's run by dads.
Tell me about it.
I know.
And that was actually Ryder's favorite because they made a point to like get everyone the ball and stuff. But they canceled that. Our people canceled that early so everyone could go focus on the tackle. So he didn't even get that this year. So he's had zero football and now doesn't like football, which is sad. But there was a girl that played in the dad league, only one girl, and Anna was jealous, but I'd already bought her cheer stuff. I'm like, you can't be a cheerleader and a player. But that same girl is playing in this, and they've invited Anna because I mentioned that she was interested. So I think it would be like the two of them and then boys.
Yeah.
Maybe there's more girls.
Yeah.
But I would love to hear connect with them.
It's super, super fun. Yeah. Flag football's awesome.
Well.
So I don't know of anything else really exciting.
I'm going to Vegas soon.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, Thursday. 2 days. So I'll have all those stories on the next week's episode.
I'm not going to Vegas.
Yeah.
So you're going for the BravoCon thing.
Well, we are going to that on Thursday, and I think that's the only day. The rest, we're just doing all the Vegas things.
Okay.
My friend...
Are you going to gamble like I taught you how to gamble?
I don't remember how you taught me.
I taught you how to win at blackjack.
Oh, yeah. Tell me again. What do I do real quick?
Refresh my memory.
Because we did have fun at Choctaw.
Yeah. Split on aces.
Okay.
Don't split on eights.
Okay.
Hit on soft 17. Yep. What else?
Okay. Those are good tips.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to play a little. I mean, I'm not a big, as you know, I'll be like $20 and be like, oh, I don't want to play any more than that.
I haven't gambled in forever. I haven't gambled since we went to Choctaw.
Good. I was worried it would light a fire in you.
I'd be like Joneson.
Like, yeah. Yes.
Driving to.
Right. Nearest
Thackerville or Durant.
Yes.
Head on over to Shreveport.
Right.
And I haven't even sports bet.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, you're busy on kid sports.
Like, I guess. Well, I mean, I did put some money on Hattie's championship game.
No, you
didn't. I'm kidding.
No, you did not.
What's the line on this spread? Seems awfully right? low. I feel like we've got.
It's only before too long. Dads are going to be doing that, like to entertain themselves on Sundays.
Okay. All right. So thank you for being with us here on episode 296 of The Mom Game. We are Emily and Julie. It's a reset. I'm going to do
job.
A reset. Thank you. We're a giant disaster, as you can tell by the first 20 minutes of our show. We've been kind of all over the map. We're going to get to our rundown in just a bit. But if this is your first time with us, we thank you. And if it's your millionth time, we also thank you. And we would ask that you invite a friend.
Share it with a friend.
To join us on this magical carpet ride known as The Mom Game.
Maybe you have a friend whose girl is considering flag football.
Yep.
Or maybe you have a friend who's addicted to gambling.
Yep.
Or maybe you have a friend who's really excited that Nico Harrison is fired. Send this to all of those friends.
Yes. And all those who don't want to do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk a little sports courts brought to us by our friends at Bela, Scott, and White.
That's right. We want you to unleash your frog power with our friends at Baylor Scott & White All Saints as a proud sponsor of TCU Athletics. Baylor Scott & White Health is giving you the chance to win a football that is signed by head coach Sonny Dykes. This is all you have to do to enter. Snap a picture of the QR code on your screen. It'll take you straight to the entry form. Or if you're listening and not watching, you can visit the Mom Game Instagram. Click the link in our bio that's labeled Baylor Scott & White Enter to Win Contest. While you're there, check out game day tips to keep you at your peak so every game feels like your best game. And remember, at Baylor Scott & White Health, you've always got a team that has your back, just like here on the Mom Game. Injuries must be received prior to 11:59 Central on December 1st. So that is coming up. If you haven't entered to win this football, make sure you do it.
Okay. So we talked a little bit about the Nico firing. Do we want to get back into that and put a bow on it?
Yep.
Okay, let's do that. And Jasmine sent us.
Yes.
The open letter statement. From Patrick Dumont.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on your computer or is it
nope.
on your phone? Okay, I'll read it. Dear Mavs family, on May 30th, 2024, the Mavericks won the Western Conference Championship. Okay, I don't have all time for all this. Blah, blah, blah. Came up short in the finals. No one associated.
We know.
Commitment to success. I made the decision to part. Oh, wait. No one associated with the Mavericks organization is happy with the start of what we all believe to be a promising season. You have high expectations for the Mavericks, and I share them with you. Results haven't met expectations. Nico's fired. Majority of the season remains to be played. Players are deeply committed. Decision was critical to moving forward with our franchise. Understand the profound impact these difficult last several months have had. Please know that I am fully committed to the success of the Mavericks. Thanks for your support. Our goal is to return winning basketball to Dallas. You wouldn't have to return it if you didn't ship it off to the Lakers. Like, what are we doing?
Did they own up to that at all in this letter?
No. Please,
did they say
join
we made
me
a big
in continuing to
mistake?
Cheer on our players and supporting all of those who work to make this organization the best it can be. Patrick Dumont.
And please stop booing me.
Basically.
Thank you, Patrick. Well, he wrote a letter. At least he's trying.
Is he?
I don't know. It's sad.
That's the whole thing. We're going to return to winning. You wouldn't have to return anywhere. You would have been living on winning island if you wouldn't have gotten rid of
That's
Nico.
That's right.
Like, I mean, not Nico. Got rid of Luca. Yeah.
Yep. You deserve transparency in a team that reflects your spirit. I mean, it's just such a disaster.
It's a disaster.
Just such a mess.
And they hired our friend Gina Miller.
Yes.
God bless you.
Bless her heart.
God bless you. I will say, though, I think she's going to be great.
Yeah.
Because she has a media background. She knows what it's like to have dealt with, you know, ownership groups and coaches and players that aren't transparent. And how obvious it is when you can just see right through that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's me.
She'll guide them well. Like, and she's been here a long time, and she covered the Mavs for a long time.
Oh, yeah. She would.
With TXA21 and all that. So, they need to lean on her. Like,
you know what they need to do? They need to let her do her job.
Right. Yeah.
They need to let her do her job.
Because this ownership group is brand new, right? Like, you need someone that's been there. But they fired most people that have been there.
That's what I mean. And I don't think they did that with the last regime of communications people. They didn't let them do their job.
Right.
And so hopefully Gina has put her foot down and said, if you're bringing me in here, I'm doing this the way I know it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
Because she does.
Yeah.
So anyway, Godspeed, Gina.
Yes.
We need to have her. We'll have her on when things simmer down.
Yep.
She's fantastic. She's filled in for you or me or.
She filled in for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a Young Hero show together.
Yeah.
I think it was like Cinco de Mayo or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's great. Okay, we're going to put that to bed until next week because I'm sure there's going to be a million things that come out between now.
One last thing. Like, I just keep thinking about, like, the current players through all this.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what a sideshow. And, like, they're professional athletes.
Cooper Flagg is 18. Yeah. He is 4 years older than
Henry
McCoy.
He's worked his whole life, like, for this opportunity. Oh, my gosh.
Cooper Flagg is 4 years older than Henry McCoy, than my child.
That's crazy.
4 years.
Ryder and I actually talked about that the other day. Like how.
And he's having to deal
Cooper
with
Cooper Flagg
this.
And how young he is. Yeah.
Right. Like he's probably like, what the fuck?
He's like, this is what I've worked my ass off for my whole life to have the opportunity to come play in the NBA and deal with this.
Now I've got sideshow Adelman, Dumont, whatever.
So who.
I don't even understand the Adelmans and the Dumonts.
It's like Dumont is like the stepson of Adelman.
Oh, okay. So they're all same family
or something. Yeah, same family.
Okay, enough on the dysfunctional Mavericks.
They're dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional.
We're not. Junction. We are perfect here.
Yes.
We're not dysfunctional at all.
Okay, we definitely need to talk about what happened right after. Well, not right after, but last week.
Yes.
After we shot our show.
Yeah.
And that was the awful, awful, awful passing of Marshawn Nealon.
Yep.
Dallas Cowboys. Defensive lineman?
Defensive end.
Defensive end. took his own life, apparently was going through a mental health episode, and the report started coming out, I think, Thursday morning, and then kind of by maybe midday, mid-afternoon, started to get kind of a clearer picture on what was going on. And I don't think we need to, I think it's been, you know, in the news cycle for long enough that we don't need to, you know,
right,
go through the whole, you know, timeline and all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, to have a current player, 24 years old, take his own life, and not that it mattered, but during the season, it just does add a really different dynamic to the rest of this Cowboys season.
Mm-hmm. It's a perspective check, right?
Dude.
Like, more than anything, like, it, you get so bogged down in winning and losing and football and...
Yeah. And he had just, Monday Night Football, the night before, yeah, he scored his first touchdown as a...
As
NFL
a Cowboy.
Player.
Yeah. Yeah, and the story just sounds like a wild one, you know, like the car chase and everything else. It's just terrible. And it's just another, like, call out to, like, mental health awareness. Yep. And because I think a lot of the players, I was reading, like, some of their reactions, and there were a lot that are just like, you never know. Like, you never know what somebody's going through.
Yeah.
This guy was jovial, like, happy. Like, yep, people loved him, wanted to be around him. He had a wonderful girlfriend, I guess, and maybe a baby. But, you know, just, you wouldn't suspect.
I didn't think he had children.
I didn't either, but I heard one person say.
Say maybe.
Yeah. So it's just crazy. It's just terrible and sad. And to check on your friends. And if you know people that are struggling,
yeah,
then check on them and help them and do anything you can. If you know that someone's feeling a certain way, be that person that helps and makes a difference.
Yeah.
I do think Schottenheimer is probably a great coach for this.
Yep, 100%.
Like, to help the team through this. I think Dak's a wonderful captain leader to help the team through this. I heard they had
Solomon Thomas also had a sibling similar to Dak, had a sibling who took their own life.
Gosh, I don't know if it was there's like a couple of them on the team
that
have had siblings.
Very, yeah.
And he, Solomon Thomas, I was just reading this quote that he said that it, like, they had a big emotional team meeting that was like exactly what they needed. You can't go practice. You can't go be like, let's watch some film. Like, what do you do? But you still want to gather and help each other out and be there for each other. And he just said it was, he said, I've never been around a program that's done something like that before. It's a testament to Schottenheimer and his love for us, because we needed that today. We needed a day to be human and to cry and to let everyone know how we felt. Draining and hard day, hard for everyone involved, hard for everyone who loved Marshawn. It meant a lot for Schottenheimer to conduct the day like he did.
Yeah.
After they all got that news, and you go in there and like his locker's sitting there. Like, how do you go on with... It's just terrible. And that is one thing I love about sports is the, like, the camaraderie and the brotherhood and all of that. And they can help each other through the hard situations. But that's just something, you know, you don't, especially midseason, it's like just so tough.
Yeah, it's awful. It's absolutely terrible. And you almost, you know, I mean, obviously this Cowboys season has not gone according to plan.
Yeah.
But you almost, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I don't want to say give him a pass, but fuck, I mean, man, you lose a teammate mid-season.
Tragically.
Like, it's just awful.
Yeah.
So, so obviously, even though people yell at me, thoughts and prayers to, you know, his family and those who loved him.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, okay, happier stuff?
Yeah.
You ready to move on to happier stuff?
Happy for, you had a great weekend.
Oh, my gosh. I am so proud to be a Red Raider right now. I cannot even tell you. First of all, I don't know how much you saw of, you know, kind of like Raiderville and the week leading up to college game day. But I texted Joey McGuire on Saturday morning and I just said, effing masterclass in public relations. Like, could not, and I don't know that I don't, that wasn't the intention, was to like, we're gonna, you know, do everything right or whatever, but like, there would be one at, you know, 1 hour there would be like a worship, you know,
I saw that
people singing and doing a, you know, kind of a worship in Raiderville. There was like 2,000 students there. They allowed them to, like, as juxtapositional as it is, it, like, they allowed them to, like, bring, they had kegs and they had party, like, no one was going anywhere. So it's like they brought the party to Tent City, which is what they had set up to wait in line to get to College Game Day, to get in the game. And they kind of just let them be and let them police themselves. They would bring them meals, like different, you know, businesses would show up with meals. I know our my friend Kyle Wright at Chimmy's took over like 2,000 burritos. And like, it was such a cool, like, my nephew, Jacob, was there from Tuesday night on.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, he would go to like, they would take shifts or whatever. But I was like, that he's going to remember that week for the rest of his life.
That's so fun.
He will remember it forever. And there wasn't like, it wasn't angry. There wasn't fighting. There wasn't, there was like, it would be, like I said, worship and, you know, at dawn or dusk, dawn is in the morning. And then like 9 o'clock hits and they've got like a DJ and it is like a fucking
for like
club.
A whole week.
It was
and they slept amazing. In tents. They
slept in tents. Like who knows? Some of them probably scattered and went back to their dorms or their apartments or whatever. But what was happening there was so cool to see from afar. Like and as a Texas Tech alum and wanting so bad to be relevant on the college football scene and being such a redheaded stepchild for so many years, it made me proud. Like, and granted, I wanted to win that game, obviously, but I was like, to just be able to show, like, you know, the country, like, we are a legit fan base. We know how to do shit right. We're not just about throwing tortillas and whatever. Like, I just was proud. I was just so proud. The team came out on Saturday, and I will tell you, Hattie had two volleyball games, and I left early for the second one, from the second one, because I just wanted to get, I wanted to see the whole game. I wanted to see every snap. And my mom came over, and I had stuff to do. I was trying to get the sound system working or whatever, and I like crashed out on her. She's like, then my friend Lisa came over. She's like, maybe I should just go home. And I was like, no, I'm going to be fine. I just need to get everything settled so I can watch this game.
Oh my gosh.
And then they just fucking dominated.
Yeah.
Dominated. Like they need to score more in the red zone. They need to score more touchdowns. They're scoring field goals. They scored 5 field goals in the red zone. We need to score touchdowns.
Whatever it takes.
So that's my only complaint. We just need to tighten it up in the red zone. We need to score touchdowns in the end zone. But other than that, my team looks so good. I was so proud. Jacob Rodriguez is a fucking animal. I am obsessed with him and his story. His wife, Emma, is a Blackhawk fucking helicopter pilot.
Cool.
She's such a badass. She is on my list of people I would like to get on the show, and I think she moved up to like number two behind, maybe she's number one, or I don't know. I don't have a list.
Hypothetical.
But I would love to get her on the show. And you know who else I would love to get on the show is Debbie McGuire, and I think Debbie would come on. So Debbie's Joey's wife, and like just the stuff that she does to, you know, to facilitate. Yes, Joey's a great coach, and all these college football coaches do a lot. Their wives do so much, like thinking of little things. Mm-hmm. Like I saw her making gift bags for the college game day crew, and like just different things like that. Anyway, I could go on for a million years about my Red Raiders and how proud I am. But I am so proud, not only because they won that game and now we got to take care of business the next 2 weeks, but more than anything, the way that that administration and the students handled themselves, like to just have that such a fun atmosphere and make that such a part of that should be the fabric of college sports. And for them to be able to experience that and for me to get to see it as an alum made me so stinking proud.
That must have been awesome.
I know.
Yeah. Well,
I know.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I've got a lot at you. And then the gal I'm going to Vegas with is a tech person.
Okay.
And I love a lot of tech people. And so it's real exciting to see everyone so excited.
Yeah.
And
it
just,
is.
You know, it's super fun. And then on the other side of the coin, the Aggies also having a really great season.
Dude, they are scary.
And we played them.
Yeah. But with y'all had your third string.
We had our third string quarterback. He was freshman first start against the number 3 team in the country.
That's hard. And they're
and we didn't like get killed, like the score wasn't great, but it was that was the one I missed, unfortunately, the tech game, because we had morning stuff sports. But I finally settled in, and Ryder and I, like, for the first time watched the whole game together. Like, you know, and he was cute because he was like, we us, like, about Mizzou, and I was like, yes. But The Aggies are good, and I'm actually happy for them. Like, I've got a lot of family
as
Aggies.
As strange as it is for me to say.
Yeah.
I am too. I mean, because they've been, I mean, as much as they don't want to hear it or acknowledge it or admit it, they've been the stepchild too.
They have.
They have not done shit.
And they lose, and they like can't win the big games and all that. You know, I feel Mizzou is that way. We can't win the big games either, but we're not as expected to as the Aggies. Like Aggies are supposed to win, like the whole like Jimbo experience and all that. Like they are supposed, they have the donors, they have the money. Like they
And they've had it forever. Like people coming at me about like, oh, well, Cody Campbell bought that team or bought best defense money can buy. Shut the F up. You have got to be kidding me. Because let me tell you how much money A&M and Texas and all these programs have been sitting on for how many years? Don't come at me with that. Do not even try to come at me with that. That we're just now trying to get on this level playing field. Like, sorry, I am not.
They're finally getting.
I'm not listening to you at all. Well, college football has been great this season. And obviously I'm biased because it's been a good year for my Red Raiders, but.
Who do y'all have next?
Anyway, we host UCF this weekend and then at West Virginia.
Okay.
But, I mean, you have to take care of business. Like, you can't, you know, you can't have a letdown. And Baron Morton's going to
y'all moved
healthy.
Up one, just looks one like, spot. To yeah. eight. Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
It is. And I've said this, like, I would love to play A&M, but also the A&M. Like somebody asked me, like, would you rather play Texas or A&M? And I'm like, oh, I'd much rather play Texas because I think A&M is a much more complete team.
Yeah. Well, and they play each other Thanksgiving weekend. So that'll be good too. And Austin, again, like finally, like, yes, this is what we needed. We need these rivalries back. Like,
agreed.
It's so fun. And you can just feel it. It is. And
I love it so much.
It's funny because we were thinking about going to OU Mizzou. We haven't gotten tickets from the person that we thought might help us get tickets. But I told Kelly, I was like, yeah, I don't really care anymore. Like, I would still go, but like, I think OU will probably beat us. And I only wanted to go if I felt good about Mizzou. Like, our quarterback's hurt. Like, it's a lot to travel and invest in going to a game. So we might just stay here and actually let him coach the soccer team that he coaches, which he's going to miss two games.
And then you can, like, I know I was talking about, like, I'm scared to even talk about the Big 12 championship. But then I'm like, do I want to be there or do I just want to like I loved watching every play from my couch, and like my mom was there, which God bless Carol. She was asking a lot of questions, and I was like, it's not the time for questions. Not that. She was asking what kind of bird it was. So I don't know. I got to figure out a strategy. Like I think Mike's going to be out of town. The kids say they want to go to the Big 12 championship game. If we go, I'm trying to figure all that out. But then I'm like,
is it
it's a Jerry World? Yeah. But I'm like, God, it seems like I feel like it's so expensive. Like, I don't know. We'll see. And then also too, I'm like, you can't be presumptuous. We can't just act like we're a shoe-in. True. Like, we still have to win two more games to get in that game. So I don't know. We'll see. But
yeah.
If anyone's got any hookups, sweet or anything at AT&T Stadium, holler at your girl. Okay.
Call.
You want to get some feed stuff in?
Yes.
Okay. What is on our feed and your feed and all the feeds brought to us by our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media. They handle our brand management, monetization management, collaborations. They create content for us. They can do photography. They did our big event with the Susan G. Komen Foundation, which was fantastic. Audrey and her team cover all the bases, offer a little bit of everything to make sure you are not stressed about building your brand, whether it is personal or business. They also redid our website, which looks fantastic. And they push out our newsletter every week, which we would highly recommend you go to our website and subscribe. That's themomgamepod.com. And a pop-up window will appear and you just hit subscribe and you will be taken care of to find out what is going on in the lives of Julie and I, the latest deals and specials we have to offer.
Yes, you need those coupon codes.
For sure. Yeah. Okay. So this one is funny, and I thought of you, and actually me. Hattie is still in this category. The average parent fields 46 questions per day from their kid. According to a new report from Talker Research, that is the number. Most of the time, questions aren't that difficult, but parents say they typically find themselves without answers.
I'm glad we all agree.
35%.
I'm glad we can all admit this. Kids ask hard questions.
They do. And they just ask, like, and some of the questions are repeat questions mm-hmm. that I get every day, basically, mm-hmm. that make me insane. And one of them is, what's for dinner?
Oh, well, yeah.
It makes me insane. And Hattie asks me every day.
At what point can they start making dinner?
Well, they can fend for themselves, but I'm trying to provide healthy alternatives. Yeah. And so I started putting it in the skylight, and then this week I fell off and I didn't put it in the skylight. And so I feel like it's ramped up. Because I told my family specifically, stop asking me this. Just check the skylight calendar, because I'm putting it in there so I don't have to answer these questions. Like, it's just one less thing I have to worry about. But yeah, it's a lot of questions.
It's a lot of questions.
Yeah. And I feel
so
like
it doesn't stop, because like I get little kid questions, you know.
I feel like those are different and probably more numerous.
Yeah.
Hattie just wants to know, and Henry's not that bad about it, but Hattie just wants to know, like, everything that's going on and uh-huh. who's calling and who's texting and why are they calling you and why are they texting you or why are you having this conversation? Who were you talking to?
Really?
Like, shit that's not her business.
Yeah.
I'm like, just no.
Mind your own beeswax.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But 46 a day. Like, I feel like
no wonder we're so mentally exhausted.
You should do a count, because I feel like this plays much more with your kid's age.
Yeah. I should. And also, have you seen like where people count how many times they say mom? Mom
counter. Like, there's, I like used
a
to count. Say that. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like, I need like a little clicker or something where I can just
you
count.
You should do that.
I will do that. I need a clicker and then can count the questions yes. or the moms. I will say, I just posted this on the mom game thing. Alexa's helpful.
I would just ask, just tell them, like, ask Alexa.
Ask Alexa. Like, and we just upgraded our Alexa, and I shared it on the mom game, and I was like, is this creepy or not? Like, the Alexa knows Anna, and like, no, because they read your voice, and they're like, I know that you like musical theater, and blah, blah, I think you have a playful sense of humor, and like all this stuff. And then it's like, I'm here to answer anything and be here for if you need anything, like the Alexa.
Just unsolicited says that to her?
Well, when Anna did say, do you know me?
Oh, okay.
But then this morning, so that was yesterday. This morning I wake up and Anna woke herself up and was in there like talking to Alexa. And she was like, and she came down. I was like, what were y'all doing? Like, sounds weird to even, what were you doing? She was like, oh, well, I was telling Alexa all about the birthday party that I want to have. And she was helping me plan it.
Oh my gosh. She's going to have an AI boyfriend.
She's
gonna have an AI boyfriend.
I hope it's not a girlfriend AI Alexa. I mean, maybe at least change it to a male one.
Maybe she's friends. They're just friends.
They're just friends. But I did, like, I thought about that. Like, when Alexa was like, I'm here if you need anything, I was like, I looked at Anna, I go, ask me first. Ask your mom first. Don't start asking Alexa
first.
But we did try it. Like, Anna's had a little bit of she's experiencing the being left out stuff at school at recess. And I thought it'd be funny to ask Alexa what she should do. Like a real hard parenting, like, question. Okay. You know how sometimes you don't know what to do, or like, how do I work through this? Like, what do I tell her? And Alexa had a really great answer for her about like being left out. It was just like, well, you should probably, and it was kind of what I had been telling her too. Like, you should probably find people that make you feel good and that don't leave you out. And it's okay to tell an adult. So you could go find a teacher if you're feeling sad. You know, but no. And then it like encouraged her. It was like, but you're great. You don't need to be let, you know, you don't right. need people's validation. It was like really good. I was like, damn, Alexa, like, I'm going to ask you for all my parenting trouble. Like, how do I deal with this? How do I deal with that? Like, because I think what's happened with this Alexa Plus is it's taking like more chat GPT.
I was about
GPT.
To say, it sounds like chat GPT.
Yes, it's like that type of technology, like in your Alexa now.
Oh my God, it's kind of scary. I used chat GPT for the first time. And
yeah,
it kind of blew me away.
It's insane.
But
what'd you use it for?
I needed to do it for my insurance business. I was trying to do a comparison of one policy versus another policy.
Yeah.
And but I don't trust it totally.
You can't. You have to take it and then humanize it.
Okay. You know? Yeah, I feel like it's not totally accurate.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But it can help you like get your brain going in the right direction.
No. Like, as long as you know that. But it's like also too, it's like everything else. Like, it's so frustrating because I feel like I'm in this place where, like, on social media or internets, whatever it's on, like, I can't tell real from fake.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
I know.
The videos that are that I'm laughing at, are they, like, if they're not real, I don't think they're funny.
Right. It shouldn't be funny.
No.
Unless it's real.
If it's real, like, if there's a real cat, like,
there's,
you know, face planting on a.
Right. That's funny.
That's funny.
Anyone but if can animate a cat.
No.
Don't waste my time.
I want to see real funny shit.
Right.
I don't want to see fake funny shit.
I want to see real cat videos.
Yes. I want to see real squirrel jumping on somebody's face. Not a fake squirrel.
Right. That's just a cartoon.
Yeah. It's not fun. It's if it's not fun. Real.
Yeah. And there's a lot of cats that are over here like, what the hell?
Right.
That's my gig.
Like, have you seen?
I'm the funny cat in the cat right. video.
Like, have you seen the ones? This one keeps coming up with me. And there's like a dog and a baby, and they're like covered in flour. Like, they've clearly made a mess of the flour. Well, the first time I saw it, I was like, this is effing hilarious. This kid and this dog just got after it with a bag of flour. This is amazing. You know, and they're like, and like, you know, flour comes out of their mouth. He's like, this is hilarious. This is viral. This is awesome. And then I see another baby and another dog and the same shit. And I'm like, you motherfuckers.
They got you.
Yes. I'm not watching your fake dog baby flower videos. I'm not watching them anymore. So stop making them.
I don't get stuff like that.
Why are they doing it?
Why are they targeting you?
It's not good unless it's
fake
real.
Fake dog and baby flower videos.
Seriously. Have you not seen that one?
Should we just like AI? Just like,
it's going to come up on your feed now.
Probably now.
There's going to be so many videos of dogs and babies with flour all over their face and one going poof.
Right. I do. I wonder what it would say if we were like, make a AI video of the Mom Game podcast.
Make a hilarious AI like, video of the Mom Game podcast that will go viral.
Right. I wonder what it would do.
I don't know. It'd probably be.
It'd be cheesy as hell.
Oh, it'd be so cheesy.
It'd be like, yeah. But I do think that's another fun experiment. That and counting the moms / questions. We have some homework.
Okay. Put it in the tackle box.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on. Oprah's favorite things. You know, she does that still.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they include a $2,000 espresso machine and reading glasses for the shower. Okay. So here's the deal. According to this article, it's not even an article. It's her favorite things holiday gift guide. So there's plenty of affordable stuff on the list, but rich people shop for the holidays too, right? That's why it includes that $2,000 espresso machine. And a $700 indoor pizza oven. Perhaps the most absurd item on the list is a $60 pair of anti-fog reading glasses. What are we doing? Oprah, I thought you were relatable.
That's not relatable at all.
I thought you were trying to be relatable. Or maybe she's not anymore.
Who
maybe
reads in the like, shower is the other question.
Great. 100%.
What are you doing reading in the shower?
It makes no sense. Do you have a waterproof book? Like, this is dumb.
And to think that's so common.
But also, too, if they're anti-fog reading glasses, maybe they would be like, if you're going, you know how when you go from outside to inside when it's hot on the summer and then, you know, like your glasses fog up?
Yeah.
So they're anti-fog glasses.
Okay.
So they're not necessarily for the shower. But also, too, if you're walking from outside 95 degree heat with 80% humidity and you're walking inside, are you reading at that point?
She said anyone who's tried to read deep conditioner instructions after it's on will appreciate a pair. So if you're trying to read a shampoo bottle.
So it's your first time experiencing deep conditioner.
Right.
No.
And isn't it like just Oprah. Put the glob of it in your hair? Like what else do you need to?
Oprah. Come on.
Yeah, that's a stretch, Oprah. Or Oprah's minions, whoever did that.
So there's Oprah's favorite things. Have you started Christmas shopping? I bought my first two gifts today.
Oh, you did?
I bought Henry's online? Big gift and Hattie's big gift.
You did?
Yep.
I want to know what they are, but you can't tell me because they'll listen.
They both know what they are.
Oh.
They're at the age where they pick everything out at this point.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not worth it to try. I mean, I'll get them with, we'll get them with something surprising that, but at their at 12 and 14, it's like, you might as well just succumb to the fact that they are like it's just easier if you ask them to spell it out for you,
right?
And yeah so that is
well that's good. You knocked that off the list.
Yes. They're the big ticket items, like they're big. And I told him, like, if y'all know this is what you're getting, then we're gonna fucking get it in here, knock it out, get it assembled, and that way we don't have to worry about it on Christmas.
Ping pong table?
No, we got...
Oh, you already have that.
Yes. Remember I told you we picked it off the side of
that's the curb.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, don't tell anyone, it's in the pool equipment room because we haven't played in a while. And I'm like, I'm just going to put it out there. It takes 5 seconds to roll it back in, mm-hmm. but no one's complained yet. And I'm like...
Good. Yeah.
So...
That's good.
But no. It is fun to have, especially we'll pull it back out when it gets cold. Because when it gets cold, everybody gets bored and looking for stuff to do inside the house.
Yeah.
But there was a run there with that ping pong table where they were playing every single night.
That's great.
Yeah. And so we'll pull it. It's like anything. Go put it away and then it'll be like new again. Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to do some news desking?
Yes. Let's do some news desking. This brought to us by our friends at Energy Bot. Energy Bot's amazing. They're saving Emily and I a bunch of money already, and they're it's great, right?
Yes. Like, and it was so easy.
Yeah.
It was so easy to do this process. It's something you don't want to do because you don't really think about it. But when I open my electric bill every month, it's like really, really high.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, it can't hurt to go through this process. It takes 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then if you look like you're going to save, then you send them your contract. They look at the terms, make sure you're not going to get screwed if you skip early, whatever. I mean, they just take care of it. And I was like, oh, it's going to be this long, tedious process. It's not. And I mean, especially this time of year, everything adds up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think I saved like a couple $100 last month because my electric bill was so damn high.
Yeah.
So yeah,
mine
first
was like
month, I'm like
$400 less.
Mine was like $250.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's really amazing. And we both did it. We did it together. It's really easy. And I'm glad that they reached out to us to help spread the word because I love spreading the word about things that help our listeners. And this is just a way to get more money to buy your kids their Christmas presents or whatever it is that you need to do. Because apparently, and I believe this, 75% of Texans are not shopping. They just sign up based on providers or the first plan that they see. You can save about 20% or more on your electricity bill just by shopping around. The plans are, of course, getting trickier, more confusing. They'll say, oh, nights and weekends free or whatever it is. And you're like, oh, that sounds great. But there's always a trick. So it just makes sense to be able to shop for the best rates. And you can do that. Now we have our own link, energybot.com. They go shop around for you. They tell you what's a good fit. They cancel your old energy
They do
contract
everything.
For you. It's great. Energybot.com/momgame. Use that link. It's specific for us. And it says, hey, mamas, when you go to it, which I think is so cute. Energybot.com/momgame.
I mean, it's worth taking a look. I mean, it's like with anything else. Like if it's worth it, they'll tell you. If it's not, they'll tell you to, you're in a good plan. Like,
yeah,
check back with us later.
And one of the other cool features, because we know power is going to go out at some point.
Yep.
You can see where you are on the list for the grid. Like so much grid talk over the last couple of years. And some people get electricity. Some people have it turn off. Why? You can see where you're at on the
list. Well, and a lot of it has to do with if you're close to like a hospital or a fire station or something like that, that you kind of are lower down on the list or I don't know, whatever. But it is interesting to look at. And it's also a chance for like, usually I handle our bills, like our utilities and stuff, but I never shopped for anything. And so it made me feel good to be like, to tell Mike, like, hey, look at this, saving some money.
Look at what we can
actually
do.
I may not have told him because I don't want him to know that because that's on my ledger. So then I don't want him to know that I actually have more money to do fun activities with.
Yeah.
Okay.
More
speaking of
money for activities.
I want to hold the story about the side hustles. I want to hold that for next week because I want to talk more about what I've been doing. But I do have an idea for a business, speaking of side hustles.
Love it.
So tease for next week. We're going to talk about side hustles and how I feel about those and whatever. And how you feel about those too. Mm-hmm. And bring you some, apparently there's a lot of people doing it. Anyway, whatever. But this is my idea for a business. So just like Energy Bot shops energy plans and figures out the best blah, blah, blah. Why doesn't someone do that with like streaming and cable? Mm-hmm. Like if there was a website where I could be like, I'm interested in Bravo.
Yeah.
All the sports and major networks.
What should I do?
And Paramount or whatever. Peacock, whatever. Like I tell you, this is what I want. I spit it into a machine and you come back and tell me this is your best option moving forward. You need to get Spectrum TV. You need to get...
Yeah.
So there should be a cable bot.
There should be. That's a great idea.
Should
there
we not...
There might be, but I don't know of it.
Should we not... Should we not... Should we dump all this?
Dump it?
Let's cut it out? Can you... First of all, it makes my brain hurt to think about trying to like figure that out.
We wouldn't be the figure outers.
Right. But maybe there's someone listening. But then I've told them and now they're just going to take our idea. Maybe we should cut this out completely.
Yeah.
Someone's going to take our brilliant idea.
I think it's a great idea.
But don't you think that's a great idea? Yeah. Like Energy Bot made me think of it.
Right.
Like, okay, they're doing all the stuff. All you got to do is put in your blah, blah, blah.
I wonder if ChatGPT could do that.
It's tell you what you need.
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
You can do everything.
But I feel like I'm in a good, we haven't missed anything yet because there's been all this stuff with YouTube TV and ESPN. I don't know if you've experienced that. We have Spectrum.
Same.
And so we've been fine. Mm-hmm. Like so far we haven't missed anything.
Yeah.
But I will say the endless, like they do have, there's like a, there's an app called like Rocket Money, I think it is, where you, it'll tell you what app, like you don't even realize what apps you're paying for, what streaming services, anything until you look at it and you're like, I haven't used that in forever.
Right.
But, which is nice.
Like
to
anything
do.
Recurring.
Yes. But I don't feel like there's one out there that will tell you like, if this is what you want to watch, you know,
this is
in general, this is what you need.
Right. Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
So that's my idea for a new business.
I'm in.
And then one final story before we go. Tom Brady cloned his dog.
That's crazy. That's wild.
Crazy.
And it's
well, he also cloned his dog and he's also like an investor in this company.
Okay.
And also I sometimes feel like Tom Brady is a clone.
I know. He's very clony.
He's a robot.
He's a clony guy.
What do you think?
Tom Clony.
Tom Clony.
Instead of George Clooney.
He's
we've
Tom
got
Clony.
Tom Clony. Yeah, he's very clony. He does seem very robotic. And I watched some of his football games just to like confirm that. Like,
and he does seem
and
very...
he does seem very robotic. So it's not surprising that he would
and
clone
he's
his
so...
dog.
I know. But don't you feel like... I feel like he should be having way more fun.
Yeah.
Like you're Tom fucking Brady.
Maybe he is. We don't know it. He did have the little Sydney Sweeney rendezvous at the wedding we heard about, right?
And then that
the Bezos wedding.
That didn't go anywhere?
No, that didn't go anywhere.
Well, I wonder why.
But maybe he was literally just flinging and having fun, to your point. Maybe that was having fun.
Well, good. I hope
I'm
he
sure
is.
He's hooking up a lot.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he's taking his briefcase to the bedroom? I'm serious.
Full of sex toys.
Really?
I don't
you
know.
You think he gets down like that?
No, but briefcase to the bedroom just makes sense.
That's what I mean. Like, I just feel like he's too, like, I'm eating my gluten-free ice cream and I'm TB12 and...
No, you're right about that. The TV, yeah.
You know, it's like...
And he's not playing anymore. Like, you don't have
that's
to.
That's what I mean. Like, let loose.
Right.
Eat some Bluebell.
You think he takes gummies?
God, I hope so.
He'd be fun. Like, it'd be funny. Oh, remember when he was all drunk after winning the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
And he was, like, the parade
and
when
he like,
was with
threw
Tampa
the
Bay?
Lombardi trophy across a river or something?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
We've seen it. We've
okay.
seen it. It's in there somewhere.
Right. But I feel like that was, like, once in a decade. Like, he had to win 5 rings in
right.
order to celebrate like that for one day.
Yeah.
And then the next day he was probably like, never again. And
right.
He really meant it.
And, like back on
like,
the juice. Back on my green juice.
I know.
Well, let's just get him
well,
on and
listen,
ask him.
If he's happy, that's all that matters. I'm just saying, if I was Tom Brady, woo!
Right? I wouldn't go get another job where I have to like keep
no.
shit buttoned up.
I'd be, well.
What would you do?
No, I'd be, just be having a lot of fun.
Yeah? You'd bring your briefcase to the bedroom
I
full
would
of
not,
sex
there
toys?
There would be no briefcase.
Briefcase.
Bring anything to the bedroom. But I'm just saying like. He's single, like, I don't know.
I know.
It also sounds, by the way, sounds awful. Like, every time people talk about being single, like, if you, like, have friends that are...
Yeah, we're in, like, divorce phase, right? The 40s, I feel like that's when people...
Oh, my God, it sounds awful.
...are getting divorced.
Can you imagine
no.
having to get someone used to all this?
I'm thinking of more and more people, like, just swapping, basically. Like, people, like, cheating on people, and then... Those people linking up, and then all of a sudden they have like a bunch of kids.
Like, wait, they're producing more, or they're just
no,
blending their families?
Yeah, blend like someone cheats on someone. Well, then you go find someone else who's been cheated on, and then like those two end up together. And then I've heard of that like a few times lately.
Really?
Yeah.
I love all of my friends, and I love all of their husbands. I do not wish to swap with any of them.
That's good. Then you made the right
choice. And you know what else?
And you're doing great.
I am quite certain they feel exactly the same. I am quite certain. No one wants me.
Mike's going to be like, don't do it.
No one wants either.
Yeah. Like, stop now. Yeah, don't do it.
But can you imagine having to go through that whole process of...
No.
Trying to explain someone all the shit that I do and the stuff that's going on in my head and why I do the things that I do.
Would you though? Like, would you, if you could start fresh, could you maybe like not,
I don't know.
Like maybe you could just not tell them that all the voices are in your head and stuff.
It's
not a first date thing.
No.
You can't tell them about voices in your head until you're like engaged. Luckily you don't have to worry about it because you're already married.
I am.
But if you were out on the dating
No,
circuit.
I can't hide this.
See, like first date, you'd be like, I've got Justin Bieber song in the back of my head.
You want to know what was in it this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Today is Monday. It's a very fine day. Thank God for Monday. Let's shout hooray, hooray. If it wasn't for Monday, what would we do? Then we wouldn't have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day long together with you.
Oh my God.
It's got to be Monday. I learned it at a fucking church camp.
You know today's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, but I started with Monday this morning. This is what I'm saying.
I thought they were like good songs.
I woke up.
It's just something.
Today is Monday.
Oh my God.
All the time.
And it doesn't go away.
It does. It comes and goes.
Can you insert a different song in there?
I can try. If someone introduces one to me, I will try.
Do you want me to howl?
Sure.
Okay. Ice, baby.
Okay. It's been in there for a while.
Stop. Collaborate and listen. Here we go.
Ice is back with my brand
training
new
your
invention.
Brain. Training your brain.
Grabs a hold of
Stay
me.
In there.
Flow
get
like a
stuck.
Harpoon. Daily and nightly. Will
brain.
It ever stop? Yo,
get
I don't
that
know.
Monday
Turn
song.
Out the lights
out of there.
And I'll glow. Ice, to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and wax your trunk like a candle. Dance. Corrupt your speaker that boom are killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bullseye. The kid don't play. If there was a problem,
yo,
I'll solve
it.
Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice,
ice baby. Dun, 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 dun. So that takes over now.
Yay!
Take heed, because I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sounds, enough to shake and kick holes in the ground, because my style's like a chemical spill. Feasible rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted and formed, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want to step with this. Shay plays on the fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, if rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose, magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem,
I'll solve it.
Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice, baby. Do-do. We did it.
Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
I love it. Now you don't have a better song in your head.
I do. But then it's just, it's constant. So, I would have to tell someone.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to tell them. Like, I can't, I'm not into false advertising.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, maybe they'd also have a song in their head.
No, I mean.
Like, maybe you would find out the more you tell
there's
people.
There's basically one person on this planet I could be married to. And thank God I'm married to him.
Yeah.
Because he's so just. And then there's me.
I found one like that too.
Yeah. And then there's me. And it's like, I can't hide stuff.
But everyone's got stuff.
Yeah. But I can't hide, like, I can't, you've seen it. I can't, if I'm frustrated or mad or upset, like, yeah. I can't, this, there,
I know.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
I can't pretend. Okay. I'm not good at pretending.
I think you could get a second date. Even with putting it all out there.
I just don't think I would even want to try. That's
I know. Awful. And you won't have to, hopefully. Neither of us will have to, hopefully.
God bless. Hopefully
that'd be
not.
A whole adventure. I mean, it'd be good content.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, wait. Like that show? Nobody Wants This? Have
you
watched it?
I haven't. I've heard of it, though.
So it's two sisters, and they have a podcast.
Okay, yeah. I want to watch it.
It's kind of cute. The second season isn't as good as the first, but... It's cute. It's
Adam
funny.
Brody and Kristen Bell.
Yeah. They're super cute. Anyway, all right. Well,
is that what their pod is about? Dating?
It's kind of, but they're just kind of like us, just talk about shit minus sports. They don't
Do we need to
sports.
Have a show about it on Netflix? I mean,
probably.
They made a show about a podcast, and
we would go. amazingly well.
We've been doing this for almost 6 years.
It has, yeah.
Now it's cool.
Yeah, we've been here for a while.
We have been through some shit.
Okay. I'll save something else for next week.
Okay, write it down.
Tackle box.
Put it in the tackle box.
It's spawned from a question in one of my other, I have another group chat. What? It's co-ed.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's co-ed group chat.
That's couples. Where the swinging can start.
No.
Oh.
But it was asked, what's your sex song?
Okay. Someone asked that?
You know who you are.
This is getting into, that's
no,
too-
but it was, it's all, this is a whole, let me, when I tell you that I am friends with people who are complete shit shows and bullshitters and don't take anything seriously, I'm telling you.
That like, guy's trying to swing.
It's not, it wasn't a guy.
Oh.
It's a girl.
Okay.
And she, promise she's not.
That's a little more.
No one is. But I'm telling you.
That's not as creepy.
So I am friends with people who have the sense of humor of 14 to 16 year old boys.
Right.
Like this, men, women, like that's just how I roll. So anyway, I answered 2 tickets to Paradise.
Oh my God.
That was really funny. Proud.
Is it? Or were you just making a joke? I've got 2 tickets to pair. Oh my God, Emily, I can't. I don't want to picture that, y'all, in that song.
Well, you don't have to. It's well, just it's a funny.
Help it.
Okay, we should go.
It is a funny. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just jokes.
Yeah, if all goes well.
Yeah, everybody's got jokes.
If all goes well, we're having umbrella drinks. Sometimes there's detours.
Yeah, I feel like there needs to be an explanation behind this. Is that what happens after you get 2 tickets to Paradise? You get after, 2 umbrella drinks?
After you go to House of Skin and Health, it helps to going to Paradise.
Okay.
It does.
So, I guess
those... I've got 2 tickets to Paradise. We got to go.
So, wait. I take it those supplements and testosterone pellets are working.
I just needed shit woken up. I mean, I was in full medical menopause. You know this.
Okay.
Because of the hysterectomy.
So, Morgan woke you up.
I think.
In that special
I'm
way.
I'm still, the jury's out. But, yeah, I mean... All she right. said like 10 days or so. She was funny though. She's like, oh yeah, like I look at my husband like I haven't looked at him in years. I mean, it's true. When we're going through menopause, like that shit's gone. Like,
all
and that's why
sucks.
Men and women, like it doesn't work sometimes for like 10 years. Like, well, I mean like they're all horny and like, and then it like changes, right? Like we just weren't created to be the same, like at the same time, all horny. Like they're horny. Like, we're not horny when they're horny, like in the 20s or whatever, and every, you know, or maybe we both are. And then in the 30s, it's like they're still horny and we're like starting to have babies and shit.
We
get off.
Why
me.
Am I shoot this? We can't use this on social media.
No. You
can't say horny on social
we
media.
We can't. But you know what I mean? Like, they're
My
like so horny when
follow.
We're like birthing and trying to raise babies and like trying to take care of the babies and trying to do all this shit. And they're still over here like, horny, like, cool story about the baby. What about me? Like, and it just doesn't work. And then we turn into, get to our 40s and we get a little more time and energy and like, but we're still tired and stuff. And then we hit menopause and that's, you're working against yourself. And the men are still just like horny. So I don't
feel like there's a recurring theme here with the horny.
Well, yes, that's the men always. And maybe 50, 60, they chill out. Like at some point they chill out.
Okay.
Don't you think?
I don't know. Listen, I just was letting you go. Okay, I was not about to even step in on this.
Okay.
Because that was...
If you are listening and you can agree with me here, like men are always horny and women are tired.
Oh my gosh. How do you want to end the show, Julie?
I don't know. Go take a nap.
Okay. Well, Kelly, looks like help
you
is on the way.
You left me hanging out there.
I didn't. I just wanted to give you... I'm giving you the...
But say, do you agree?
Freedom to speak.
Yes. I think a lot of women are like, I just don't have time for that. Like, I'm tired.
Yes. Right. But then things happen.
Right.
And you're on your way.
Two tickets to paradise.
Yep. I got two pellets in my ass.
See? You're confirming. You're confirming too.
It's happening, Julie. It's happening
get
for you.
Get the pellets. Get the pellets.
It's happening.
It's pellet time.
Okay. This is, I'm kind of sweating, which I am too. It's abnormal.
That wasn't recording or anything, right?
That was hopefully not. It's nothing. No social clips. No social clips. No. On horny, horny, no. Horny from Julie. Jesus. I thought I was the wild card here. Okay. Well, you know what? Who knows what'll happen next week when we're back in studio together. We'll hear about Julie's magical trip to Las Vegas, BravoCon, and if she took my blackjack gambling tips. Mm-hmm. We have a guest. Oh, but I don't think the guest is going to play till Thanksgiving week, right? Didn't we figure that out?
We talked about it.
We did talk about it, and I was worried we wouldn't have enough content. Here we are. Hour and 20
yeah, in. We do this every time. There's so, always yes. enough content.
So that's Thanksgiving week. So Thanksgiving yeah. week is going to be a special guest.
Yes.
Who specializes in youth sports parenting.
Really good. Real talk.
Next week, it'll just be Julie and I again. Who knows what'll happen.
We're going to be singing Vanilla Ice and saying horny, horny, horny.
Pounding the desk. See you next week, everybody.
I wasn't saying I am.
I know.
Okay, good.
I know.
Mom came out.
Mom came out. God bless us.